Welcome to Fun Fabulous Beauty Tips, where we feature quick inside tips from the industry experts. I'm your host, your master esthetician, and most importantly, your girlfriend, Kylene May. I'm a wife, a mother to three, and over the last 15 years, I've learned from the best in the aesthetics industry. I can't wait to share with you beauty tips, tricks, education, and advice that will leave you feeling confident and empowered. Thanks for joining me. Today's episode about Botox is brought to you by the NEMA Institute. Thanks for being here and joining me today. I'm so glad to have you. And thanks to those of you who have been listening. I really appreciate it. And I hope it's been helpful for you and that you're enjoying these tips. And if you have something you'd like to learn about, please send us a request. I want these episodes to be beneficial for you. And if there's anything you've been wondering about, shoot me over your topics and I would love to cover it. So today we're talking Botox. We all hear people talk about it, right? I'm sure we've all heard it. Our friends are talking about it, but who's doing it? Are they talking about it and doing it or just talking about it? Are they curious? Recently, I got a massage and my massage therapist asked me what I do and where I work. And I told her about what I do for work and that I've been in the aesthetics industry for 15 years. She said, "I'm guessing you do Botox." And she proceeded to tell me how she thought that the only people that got Botox were old. And she said that she's realized she thinks that she's the last person in America who hasn't tried it yet. I assured her that wasn't the case, but she talked about how slowly by slowly she keeps finding out that her friends and neighbors, who she would never have expected, are getting Botox. And I'm here to tell you, they are. A lot of people don't talk about it. Some people like to keep it secret. They like to keep their youthful look, you know, a secret, how they look 10 years younger. But I'm here to answer some questions for you today. I'm talking about the commonly asked questions about Botox. So if you haven't tried it, this is going to be beneficial for you. If you have tried it, you already love it. I know you do. I always tell my friends, if you haven't tried it yet, you're going to try it and you're going to ask yourself, why did I wait so long to actually get Botox? So the things I'm going to cover today, what is Botox? Where do you get Botox? And who is a candidate for Botox? So what is Botox? It's a neurotoxic protein and it prevents the release of the neurotransmitter from the axon endings in the neuromuscular junction. That makes sense? Well, in layman's terms, what it does is it causes freezing of the muscle. So another question you might have is Botox safe? Yes, it's safe. Some people think botulinum toxin sounds very scary. When you are dosed with Botox, the actual amount is so small, there is no risk. It's very safe. The key to having a good experience with Botox is going to an experienced injector. Go to someone who knows what they're doing. That will ensure you love it and have a great result. So the next question, where do you get Botox? Well, there's so much misinformation and miscommunications about Botox. Have you seen someone or heard someone talk about someone that has really big lips and they say, "Ooh, they get too much Botox"? Well, that's incorrect. You don't actually inject Botox in the lips. Now, those are dermal fillers, which I'm going to get into dermal fillers in another segment. Today, we're just talking about Botox. So again, Botox's primary focus is to freeze wrinkles and eliminate more wrinkles from forming. After years and years of making the same facial expressions, we start to form what are called static lines. Now, if you're unsure of what those are, look in the mirror, a smile big, make a mad face. When you make either of those faces, do you see lines forming in your skin? Now stop making the mad face. Are those lines still there? If they are, those are static lines. So if you have permanent static lines, the Botox will prevent those from becoming deeper. It will soften those lines. But in order to eliminate those lines, you can eliminate them and soften them with chemical peels, medical grade products, or even fill them with dermal fillers, which again, we'll talk about in another week. The most common areas for getting Botox are across your forehead, like your excited lines, between your eyebrows when you make that mad or frustrated face. You may hear people refer to those as your 11 lines or a one line, and the crow's feet around your smile lines. You can also get Botox in the platysmal bands in your neck. That will soften those muscles. You can get it in the jaw, and that helps with lockjaw, TMJ, headaches, and it can even soften that jawline, giving you a more feminine jawline. You've probably heard of a lip flip. This can be achieved with just a couple of units around your lip. The Botox will relax your lips, giving them a more pouty look without any dermal fillers. You've probably heard of Botox for sweating. This works fantastic as well. Now, who is a candidate for Botox?
Anyone.
Anyone is a great candidate for Botox. If it's your first time, focus on one area that you want to look at or try. If it's just in between your eyebrows or maybe just a crow's feet around your eyes, try one area, see how you like it. I know you will. And once you do, you can go back in next time and you can treat more areas, or maybe you'll just go back the following week and treat everything. That's up to you, but I know you'll love it. It's a very simple treatment. You can go in on your lunch break. You can go in when you've dropped your kids off at soccer practice. It's very easy. Some people worry about the pain of Botox or if it hurts. The needles are so tiny, they're insulin syringe needles, and you can hardly even feel them. Once you've consulted with your practitioner and decided on what areas you want to treat, the actual treatment takes less than 20 minutes. Make sure you do your research and go to a safe facility and are injected by someone who has a lot of training and experience. Thank you so much for tuning in. Join me here each week for insider beauty tips and knowledge. Quick little bonus episodes that answer those questions you haven't been able to ask, like what's a TCA peel and do I really want it? Or is CoolSculpting going to work for me? I can't wait to share with you beauty tips, tricks, education, and advice that will leave you feeling confident and empowered. These bonus episodes are for you. We want to talk about what you are interested in. So shoot us an email with your questions or ideas at simplyamazingpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember, you, my friend, are fabulous.